Okay, we're on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, at the top, second line from the top, and just to get back into it, we are still dealing with the Inyan of Hadpasa, when you have, in this case we're talking about a Bechor, that's in front of us, another meat, and you want to say, Zeh Kazeh, you're a mouthpiece, the Bechor onto this piece of meat. The question is a Chal, is it a good Nether? So it depends on which is our shaila now. Do you go after the way it is now, or do you go after the way that it used to be, right? Hashta or the mikar. So in the case of the bechor, if it's going to go by originally that was before zrikas dam, then it was aser, so that would be a good netter. It's going or must be on something aser, as opposed to after zrikas dam when it's mutter. So that's nothing. It's not a good netter because it's mutter after zrikas dam. So we say, well, how do we look at it? So we saw it was actually a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. So we say with Tanaihi that Rabbi Yaakov said that we go after Mikara and therefore it is a good nether, and Rabbi Yehuda said we go by Hash and it's not a good nether. Okay, that's where we left off. So now the Gemara is docha that and says no, the Kula Yalma, everybody's holding that. What is he saying? He didn't just say like the general Bechor, and then the Shaila is, do we go by now or do we go by Kara? How do we look at it? But rather, he said Beferish Lifnei Zrikas Damim. He says Harei this should be like a Bechor, and Imamish says Lifnei Zrikas Damim. Okay, so that the question is, and for sure it should be a good Neder because Lifnei Zrikas Damim, that's when it's Aser, this the Bechor. And so what's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, Umay time of the Manda Shari. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that it's not a good Neder, it's Shari? He said Lifnei Zrikas Damim. So Gemara answers, because he held, we have a Pasuk. Amar Kra, and the Pasuk says, Ish Kidor Neder. So it says, Kidor, and we learn from here, Achi Yidor Badavar Hanidor. Nidor lapuke bechor the davar haaser hu. So we learn from that pasuk that you can't be matpis, as we learned before a number of times, on something which is aser. So think about a bechor. It's, as we're going to see back and forth, there's two ways of looking at it. On the one hand, it is a davar that's aser because as soon as the animal's born, it's automatically a bechor. So it's not something you have to make into a bechor. So it is a davar shasr. On the other hand, as we'll see later on, the Gemara is going to say, bring a pasuk, that you're supposed to say that this is a makdish. You're supposed to makdish the bechor. So it's somewhere in between. On the one hand, it's automatically kadosh, but on the other hand, you're supposed to be makdish. So therefore, we are, according to the Manda Amar, that says a shari is because you have to makdish it also, and you don't have to makdish it, it's automatic. So therefore, it's davar she'asur, it's automatically really asur, and therefore, that's why it's not a good netter. You Manda Asur, one says it is a good netter. Shamar Krak, it says in the Pasuk, Kidor Netter Lashem. So we learn on from Lashem, is Larabot davar asur. In the case like over here, in the case of the Bechor, that even though it's Aser, since anyways it's a mitzvah to makdish it also, so then it is a good neder. I mean, because it's an inyan to makdish it anyway, so it's like you are making on davar hanadur, ki'ilu. So Gemara says, Uman Deshari, Rabbi Yehuda, that says it isn't a good neder, so then Lashem, Ma'avidi, what does he do? What is it, Bala Rabot? So he answers the Rabot, what does he do with that? He says he needs it mibayale lematpis bechatas ve'asham, to tell me that it works if you make a hatpasa on chatas and asham. Right, because I might have thought that since I have to bring it, chatas and asham, and it's not just like a neder and a dava, you know, neder and dava, I make a neder, I want this animal to be, you know, bring it as a korban or whatever, those are neder and dava, but chatas and asham is not like a neder, I mean, you have to bring it. So I might think, since you have to bring it, that maybe it's, you can't makpis, so in a kamash malan, de lemaisa, since you are making it into a neder, you are, without you saying, this is a chatas and asham, whatever it's not going to be, so it is a hatpas, and therefore, it does work. It is a davar that's considered not kilu nadur. Gemara says umar isa l'rabos chatas ve'asham ulotzias a bechor. So why is, yes, it works if you do a chatan asham, and it does not work when you matpis it with a bechor? So Gemara says because marbeni chatas ve'asham shehu matpis ben neder. because, like we said, it's really nothing. This animal, and you're making it into a chatas nashim. So it's like an animal. It's without you saying anything. It's just a regular chulin animal. So it's domet to a neder, like a neder nedava type thing. Badu motziani as a bechor shehu kadosh meimo. As a bechor, you know, it's automatically kadosh. Like we said, as soon as it's born, firstborn, it's automatically kadosh. So you don't have to say anything, and therefore that's not really davar nadir so much, because it's automatically kadosh, and therefore that's why he held that that's not a neder. And now the Gemara goes on, weiter, and according to Rabbi Yaakov, it said it's aser, manda aser, b'chor nami matpiso b'nederhu. So I, with the b'chor, we said that you are really matpisit. So why should, right, why, the Tanya, he says it is because he held that it is the Vardim Matz. Where the Tanya Mishum Rebbe Omer Minayin Lenolad Bechor Betoch Beso Shemitzvah Lagdisha, that even though it's a Bechor, it's born Kadosh, but still there's an Inyan, a mitzvah to Makdish it anyway. Shnei Amar, it says in the Pasuk Kol Bechor She Yulad Bavachar Vatzon, etc. It says Hazachar Takdish. So we learn from here that you're supposed to be Makdish it, even though it's born. So therefore, he said, that's why you can use a bechor. It does work. It is a good hatpasa, because it is kind of a davar nadur, because even though it's born kadosh, but there's still a mitzvah to makdish it anyway. So it's like a davar nadur. Uman Deshari, the one that says it isn't good again, he held, ki lo makdish le milo makdisho, milo mikdish. That he says, okay, very nice, but lamais, the bottom line, even if you don't say it, it's still automatically kadosh anyway, so therefore it's not like a davar nadur. Okay, let's see the Rashi's on all this. Amar kra kidor neder, etc. Kidor b'davar nadur, says Rashi, have neder v'asur. Lafuke is supposed to b'chor, the davar ha'asur, the mele mitzar, it's automatic. So Amar kra l'shem, that's the rabot davar ha'asur. The kol davar shehu asur l'gavoa, hu matpiso nami b'neder. Afapi shehu asur below neder. But even though, like a bechor, even below neder, it's really asur anyways, but it still works. Mar ben yesa anichatas v'asham, says Rashi, shehem matpisi, mipnei shehu matpiso b'neder. That even though it's, like we said, it's not the same as a really neder nava, but since he's matpis and he makes it into a chatas nashim, it works. Afagav de lo chata, afagav de kol chet, the al chet, excuse me, bayin, velo mishum neder, we said, it's not really a neder, it comes to his chet, he has to bring it, it's not a neder. Afilu hachi, ihu matpis, so it does work, shomer harezu le chatasila shami. Aval bechor, eno matpis klal, that there's no hatpasa there at all, washem meimo, kadosh matzmo, it's automatic when it's born like that. Kilo makdish le, says Rashi, imulo makdisho milo mikdish velavachi, even if he put it lemaisa with the bechor, if he doesn't say it, isn't it automatically a kadosh by itself? Mishum haki lo chashiv le klal ki matpis le beneder, therefore it doesn't do anything when he's used hatpasa on the bechor. Aval v'chatzas v'ashem lo mikdash lo olam ki lo makdish lo. As opposed to chatzas v'ashem, unless he actually makes that pasa, he says it's a chatzas v'ashem, unless he says it, it's not going to be kadosh at all. Okay, let's go on. So we learned in the Mishnah back when in Daf Yud, it says that if a person says ki imra or kadirim, etc., that these are all the lashonuses of a neder. And the point B is we'll see that he has to add the kaf hadimayon, that he says the thing is ki, like a imra, lamb, which is for a korban, or a kadirim, deer is the enclosed area you put the animals. It's also remes for korbanah. So as long as he says ki or ka, the kafa dimayon, as they call it, then it works. Tana, we see that Tana that holds not this way. If a person says the lashon of imra or li imra or ki imra, or uses the lashon of dirim, la dirim, or kadirim, or he says eitzim, la eitzim, ka eitzim, or ishim, la ishim, ka ishim, or mizbeach, la mizbeach, ka mizbeach, or heichal, le heichal, ke heichal, or Yerushalayim, Lirushalayim, Kirushalayim, in all of these cases, if he says Sha'ochalach, normal lashon of a neder, it's asur, but lo'achalach, it's mutter. Okay, so what do we see? Man shmeinan le'da loshani le'imra le'imra, ki'imra. So who is the one that we see in here? It is all these lashonis is without the kaf before it. And yet, as long as he says shocholach regular, it's a good neder. So ask the Gemara, who is this Tana that doesn't require for you to say a keh before? As we see over here, without it, it works. So the Gemara says, it is Rabbi Meir. He's the one, he's the Bar Pluk, the one arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. If you remember in Yud Amud Beis, there at the bottom, it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says Yerushalayim, lo amar klum, because he held that you have to say a kaf. It has to be ke Yerushalayim. Just Yerushalayim, it doesn't work. So the other doesn't have a name, but the Tanakam over here, we're saying is Rabbi Meir. That's argued with Rabbi Yehuda. He held that you don't have to have a kaf. And therefore, this Tan of this Brisa, that's saying all these Lashonis, many of them without a kaf, and still it's a good neder, must be the one arguing over there with Rabbi Yehuda, which is Rabbi Meir. And he holds okay without the kaf adimayon. If that's the case, we want to say this Brisa over here is Rabbi Meir. It's fair. Why? Because what does it say over here? We saw in the end of this Brisa, Ema Seifa. It says, Vekulan, if he says, Lo Ochalacha, Mutar. That was the last end of the Brisa we saw over here. If he uses any of these Lishonises, without the kaf, whatever, but he says, Lo Ochalach, not Ochalach, but Lo Ochalach, then it's not a good neder, it's Mutar. Okay, now, so this is Shver. Why? If we want to say this is Rabbi Meir. Because it says in the Matnan, the Mishnah over here, and it's coming up right now, shortly, the Mishnah says over here that he uses the Lashon of La Korban Lo Ochalach, that Rabbi Meir still says it's okay, it's a good neder, he says it's Oser. Why? How does that work? V'amar Rabbi Abba, he says, because when a person says such a Lashon of La Korban Lo Ochalacha, that we look at it as if he's saying Naseh Ke'omar La Korban Yehei, Lefikach lo ochalach. Then how do you read that? Like when he says with the lamed in front, la korban lo ochalach. You read it as, I want this food or whatever to be la korban. It should be like a korban yehei, right? And therefore, lefikach lo ochalach. And therefore, I'm not going to eat it. So la korban lo ochalach is a good lashon of the neder. We say according to Rabbi Meir, because we look at the la korban lo ochalach as if he's saying it should be a korban lefikach. Therefore, I'm not going to eat it. So it's a good delight. Well, yet over here we said, for example, Imra, right? We said Le Imra, if you say Lo Ochalach, it's mutter, it's not a good neder. Why? According to Rabbi Meir, what we're saying, you say a lamed before, you say the same thing. Le Imra should be, according to Rabbi Meir, Le Imra Yehe, Lefikach Lo Ochalach, and it should be a good neder. And yet it says over here in the end of this Brisa, mutter, it's not a good neder. So how can you say it's this Brisa's Rabbi Meir? So Yimura says, Lo kasha, hada'amar lo li'imra, hada'amar li'imra. In other words, the difference is that our Bryce over here, when he's saying li'imra, he's not really saying li'imra, he's saying it like in two words, lo'imra. So now, ready, you can't do this fancy footwork. And with you just had li'imra, you can say then, li'imra, it should be imra, and therefore, lefikach, therefore, I'm not going to eat it. But not if you say it in two separate words. Lo imra, you can't say it should be an imra. Lo imra means it's not an imra. So lo imra, lo imra, you can't learn that way. And therefore, it's fine. So this price that we have over here is Rabbi Meir. Therefore, we don't, as we see that, we don't need the lush, the kaf before. And the end of the Brisa is not a stira, because when it says, if he says lo ochalach, that's if he says lo imra lo ochalach. Once it lo imra, then Rabbi Meir would also agree there that it's not a good neder. Okay, let's see Rashi's. I'm sorry.
Imra means sheep.
Yeah, lamb. Yeah. Okay, Rashi kulan she ochalach asur. Dechi Amar ke Imra Shocholach, if you use that Lashon, Dami Kamanda Amar, yes or alai, ma Shocholach, what I'm going to eat from you. Aval Amar ke Imra lo Ochalach, it's mutter. The Mashma, Aval im Ochalach, lo yehe ke Imra, and therefore it's mutter. Man Shami Le, says Rashi, the lo, Shaini Le, Ben Imra, Le Imra, ke Imra, they don't need the Kaf. The Kulan Shocholach is Asur. It's Rabbi Meir, the Paligalea, the Rabbi Yehuda. Like we said, he's arguing Rabbi Yehuda from there in Daf Yud. The E, Rabbi Yehuda, Leisle Imra, the Amar Haomer Yushalayim, lo Amar Klum. You know, he said you have to have that Kaf Adimayon. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Kulan Lo Chalach, excuse me, Mutarim. Filu Amar Leimra Lo Chalach. It's mutter. Even if he says Leimra, we said that's difficult because Rabbi Meir says if you say the Lamed before, we interpret it as Le Yehei Lefikach. Therefore, it is a good netter. So Mar says Lo Kasha Had Amar Leimra. Masnisin that non Lekaman. This mission that's coming up. Da Amar Leimra Lo Chalach. The Hainu Le Korban. The Mashma Le Korban Yehei Lefikach Lo Chalach. That's because it's he just said Leimra. You can interpret it like that. But the Brisa Diktani Yunet Smutar Taritz Lahachi. The Amar Lo Leimra. And that was not Leimra, but you read it as if it's saying Lo Leimra. So it's two separate words. Mainly you can't interpret it as it should be Lefikach. Da Amar Lo Leimra Lo Chalach. Ha'im ochalach yehei ke'imra da'hainu michal lav hein v'lahachi mutal rabbi mir da'leisle michal lav hein. Therefore, he holds that you, as we see and we will see again, that's shita rabbi mir. We know he doesn't hold michal lav atashame hein, and therefore it's not a that we don't have that either, and therefore it's not a good net. Okay, next new mishnah. Ha'omer, someone who says korban ola, or he says mincha, meaning a korban mincha, or he says a korban chatas, or he says a korban toda, or he says a korban shlami, and uses any after any of these lashonas, as he says shani ochalach, it's aser, meaning it's a good neder. It might be said on these various korbanos which a person could make, and therefore it's a good neder. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Why? Because we said before, that's his shita. His shita is, it only works if you say ke. And therefore, just mincha shlamim Torah doesn't say ke, therefore it's no good. So therefore, that would be Rabbi Meir, our Tanakama, again, because he held, as we said, you don't need to say ke. And Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitas over here, says Matir, because you're not saying ke. Once you're not ke, it's no good. And the end of the Mishnah says HaKorban, KiKorban, Korban. Now, he doesn't say the name of the Korban. He just says HaKorban, KiKorban, Korban. Shochalach, Asur. It's a good neder. But LeKorban, LoChalach, Rabbi Meir, Oser. That's what we just learned before. Because when he says Le, then you can interpret it as to say LeKorban, it should be Yehei LeFikach, therefore LoChalach. Because we saw it before. And therefore, this is where there's a source of it. That Le, Rabbi Meir says, is a good neder. Okay, Rashi, Haomer Ola Dihe Shochalach O Mincha Tzetretzah. Sir Rabbi Yehuda Matir Delo Amar Ke Right Ke Chatas Ke Ola, and therefore he says you have to have the Kaf. Okay, Gemara Ktani. It says in the Mishnah we said Korban HaKorban Ke Korban. Now is the end of the Mishnah, right? Shochalach It's Aser. It's a good thing. Why? Even though you don't have the Kaf Dimayon. That stamat natana kirabi mir. So therefore, the end of the Mishnah is the beginning of the Mishnah. We saw this machloikas, and now in the end of the Mishnah, just says it straight out. And hakorban etc. It's aser. So that's lechura rabbi mir kirabi mir doloshani lei ben imra leimra, as we saw before. That you don't doesn't matter kaf no kaf. It's a good netter anyways. And therefore, even hakorban kikorban korban, even without the kaf, it's good. So that's rabbi mir. We got a problem. If that's Rabbi Meir, E Rabbi Meir, Hadiktani HaKorban Shochalach Aser. We said also in our Mishnah here that if he uses the Lashon of HaKorban, that's a good Lashon, it's a good Neder, etc. I Vatanya, we see a Brisa that says not that way. That Modim Chachamim here is referring to Rabbi Meir, that Modim Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, that Be'omer, if a person says HaKorban, which is what we're talking about, and HaVeHa'olah, VeHamincha, VeHakatas, and then he says she'ochalach, then it's mutter. Why? Shelo neder zeh ela b'chai korban. Because that's not called a neder, that's called, he says ha korban, it's like he's swearing, like making a shvuah on the life of the korban, and that's not called a neder. So we see if you say ha, that's Rabbi Meir shita. So Rabbi Meir held that if you say ha, that's like this swearing on the life of the korban, that's not called a neder b'chal. Aye, but over here it said in the end ha korban is a good neder. So according to Rabbi Meir, because we're saying this is Rabbi Meir, who says you don't need to have the kaf, this sheet is Rabbi Meir over here, and it says that if you say ha korban, it's good. But why? Rabbi Meir, we know, says if you say ha, that's a solution of swearing on the life of the korban, and it shouldn't be good. Okay, turning to Gimel Amud Beis, where answers Lokashia. Ha da'amar ha korban, v'ha da'amar ha korban. It's a difference if you say it in two words or in one word. that the brisa that says it's not a good nether is that's because he says ha korban in two separate words, then he's just doing it on the life of the korban, and that's not good. But our Mishnah, where we saw Rabbi Meir said it is a good nether, because he didn't say ha korban, he said it just in one word, ha korban, and that's fine. Umay taima, when he says ha korban in two words, it's no good, as we said, because that's just, the mashmaut of that is this chayi korban kamar. He's just like swearing on the life of the korban, that's not called a nether. Okay. Finish up the Rashi's. On the Gemara, Rashi says, "Stamatana, who is this? That's like Rabbi Meir. The Loshani Lei Ben Imer Leimra. You don't need the Kaf again. The Asar Hecha Da Amar Yerushalayim. Even without the K, right? Keman Da Amar Kirushalayim. Yerushalayim is if he said Kirushalayim. Doesn't matter. Lahachi Asur Hecha Da Amar Korban. Therefore, even he says the Korban, it works. Hecha Da Amar Ke Korban. Even without the Kaf, it's like he said it with the Kaf." I Rabbi Meir, he the Reisha Diktani Hakorban Shochalach is Aser. If you want to say that's Rabbi Meir, we see that's not the case. But Tanya that Modim Chachamim, which as we said is Rabbi Meir, he's agreeing to Rabbi Yehuda. I Rabbi Meir the Paligalea. Shelo Nadner Nederze Ele Bechaya Korban. Shelo Nadarze Ele Bechaya Korban. The Chi Amar, when he says Ha Korban, that Lashon Shochalach Mashma Keman Damar, as if he's saying Chaye Korban Shochalach, like in the life of this Korban, I'm gonna eat this. Whatever. Lo Klum Kamar, that's not called a Neder. Lo Kashia the Masnisin the Asar that says it is a good Neder. The Amar Ha Korban in one word, Ha Korban. The Hainu Ke Korban Shochalach and Rabbi Meir he the Loshani Lei, as we mentioned again, doesn't you don't have to have the kaf, the Loshani Lei Bein Amar HaKorban LeKorban, and the Brisa that we said it's not good, that's when he says in two words, right, that he says HaKorban, and that's Mashma, as we said, the Chai, as if he's saying on the life of the Korban. Okay.